And now my friend, Benedictine Abbot Timothy Wright, continues in his talks on the Book of Jonah. This is talk two, and follows on from where Jonah had offered his life to God in atonement to his sin of disobedience. But it was also to show the sailors on the floundering boat that their gods were false and his God was true, a fact that was shown because the sea calmed down and they could continue their journey in safety.
Jonah is now falling through the sea, bound up. But he wasn't falling to the bottom of the sea. He wasn't drowning. Because what happened was, the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights. Now, perhaps fish is a little too organized as a description of the what some call the great sea monster, the great leviathan of the Eastern tradition. Because the picture of leviathan is of the chaos, the opposite of order of creation. And Jonah was positioned inside the belly of the fish, as they say, wasn't a way of being devoured and eaten, but rather was a way of talking about exile or banishment. It's a way of talking about going into another world, the world of the other. It means a world separated from God, separated from family and relationships, separated from memory of the past. So it is a descent into a void, an exile, a catastrophe. The family know nothing, presumed dead. God knows nothing except that Jonah is with the other. And Jonah is aware that he is alone. And he's there in the belly of that fish for 3 days. And during that time, he prays. He's been put in a position where he has got nothing else to do. He's on his own, nothing to relate with. And he therefore discovers in the depth of his being the only resource that can give him any hope, which is God. He's trapped in a place he cannot get out of, a place which has none of the usual elements to make up an ordinary human life. The only resource he has is faith in God and faith as expressed through prayer. I called to the Lord out of my distress, and he answered me out of the belly of the shale. I cried and you heard my voice. Reminiscent of the Psalms, of one who has been alienated, has been cast off, isolated. You cast me into the depth, into the heart of the seas, and the flood surrounded me. All your waves and your billows passed over me. Punishment deserved, yes. The world of the other, the opposite in one sense of God's creating act, but in another sense, God's way of saying, go and be apart from me. Learn to go to those places which are not comfortable, which don't suit, where there are no relations of love, of tenderness, of affirmation and encouragement. I am cast out from before your eyes, and I will never see your holy temple again. Jonah's sense that he is doomed to stay in this place of exile forever. And we can well understand it. His faith produces the words. The words produce a plea. The plea, Jonah is never sure that it is heard. It is locked in an inner prison. And many of us perhaps can relate to that experience. The experience of feeling unloved, unwanted, of feeling excluded, of feeling inadequate, either because of illness, or because of sin, or because of failure, or because of abuse, or because, for one reason or another, we found ourselves in this exile, inner exile of loneliness, inner exile abandoned for a moment, at least, by those whom we love and who love us. An exile caused by a failure of love, a failure of understanding, a failure to appreciate, or perhaps even a sense of shame, to which members of our family have said, go into exile. And so we can relate to Jonah when he says, the waters round me rose to my neck, the deep was closing round me, seaweed twining around my head. I went to the very bottoms of the mountains, the gates of the nether world barred me in forever. Yes, at the depth of this exile, each of us at moments can relate. As we can relate with the Jonah experience I talked about in the first, of rebellion and rejection. Now, in the punishment, if you like, the exile caused by that disobedience, I find myself alienated. But it doesn't have to be always a disobedience. It can be others who have pushed me there. My life was ebbing away, said Jonah, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came to you into your holy temple. Yes, I am not tempted to follow other gods, although I may have tried to do so. I realize that it is only you, Lord, who can save me. I cannot get out of this prison myself. I cannot be freed from exile. I cannot be taken out of the victim status of feeling abused, of feeling misused, of feeling ill-treated, of feeling exploited, because I locked. You alone can help me. And so, Lord, if, says Jonah, if you can save me, I will offer sacrifice to you. And what I have vowed, I will pay. Because it's only to you, Lord, that my deliverance is possible. And it is in that deliverance that I will discover my true self again. Discover what love is. Discover what relationships is. Be thankful for the gifts I receive. Be aware of the gifts I can give. Be there to show love to those in greatest need. And the chapter ends, the Lord spoke to the fish, and it spewed Jonah out upon the dry land. Amen.